this sober mind, intoxicated tongue, with this smooth talk, hot like the sun. Hitting the interviews, yeah, we doing a thing, cause our guests keep it lit straight on the scene. Whether it's stories, hobbies, or just the job in life, best believe we spark it off and do it right. So stay tuned, cause we about to take flight, take it a new height, yeah, this that podcast.
Welcome to the Sober Mind Intoxicated Tongue podcast, or SMIT for short, a podcast where Ricardo interviews people from all walks of life, diverse people with different careers and different hobbies, all with fascinating stories to share. You can find all of our episodes wherever you listen to your podcasts, or go to smitpodcast.com to find our most recent episodes. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SMIT Podcast. And now, please welcome your host, Ricardo.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining me on another episode of the Sober Mind Intoxicated Podcast. On today's episode, we have a very special guest by the name of Dean Killenbeck, author of CBD for Pets, How Pets Are Finding Natural Relief from Anxiety, Inflammation, and Aging Pains. He is also the co-founder of Emily Sage, a plant-based wellness nutrition and conscious beauty company. Welcome, Dean.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
I know that's a mouthful, so hopefully I didn't butcher your last name too bad.
Killenbeck. Yeah,
Killenbeck. There you go.
Now, just call me Dean. It's much easier.
There you go. Now, before we get started, you did mention that you do have a special gift for our listeners.
What we're offering is the first four chapters of my book that I wrote. So, and I'm sure you'll have that information after we get through with
correct.
The podcast.
Correct.
Be able to give it. So yes, they will get the first four chapters of my book and awesome. Give them a good overall view of CBD and pets.
Oh, nice. Thank you for that. For all that, I'm pretty sure they're going to enjoy that. So tell me, Dean, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you, before you, started this, nutrition, journey, I guess, without these nutritions, tell me a little bit about how you got to that point.
Yeah. Well, I tell everybody I'm just an old farmer. Okay.
Right.
And my love for my garden is only outweighed for my love for God, my family and my friends, mm-hmm. but, we were all stoop crop farmers. And for you young people that don't know what stoop crop farming is, that's produce growers.
Oh, okay.
So we stooped over in the spring and we never got to stand up straight until it was all over. You know,
so I have don't mean to cut you off, but I have a lot of, experience in that type of field too, because my dad growing up, we for a really long time, because the farm wasn't producing enough money, we did a lot of peppers, hot peppers and tomatoes and all that stuff. So trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I mean. You show me a farmer that doesn't have a bag back, and I'll tell you that he was a hobby farmer. That's all.
Exactly.
So anyway, to get started in this, got a great story. Okay, I have a lab. Her name is Lily, and about 3 years ago, she would not jump on the couch. Mm-hmm. She would not go up the stairs, go down the stairs. If I had to take her to the vet or to get her groomed, I had to literally pick her up and put her in a car. And we were really into functional medicine at that time, or holistic medicine, whichever you want to say, mm-hmm. because my wife had Alzheimer's. And so there's not much you can do it as far as traditional medicine goes. So we went the functional medicine way. And so when Lily got sick and couldn't do that anymore, and I knew she was arthritic, I said there had to be a better way. So I started looking, and we were fortunate enough that CBD in 2019 was legal. And, for the 2018 Farm Bill. Mm-hmm. So I got it for her. And I mean, she's 14 years old now. She's a completely different dog. I mean, you cannot even know that she's the same dog. I tell everybody she jumps in the car, she goes up the steps, you know, she jumps on the couch. But more than anything, she now thinks she's a lap dog. At 65 pounds, she's got to jump in my lap when I'm in my easy chair watching the Detroit Lions, you know, lose again, that sort of thing. So that's really what got us into CBD. Actually, I got it in 2018 when we were out in Denver, and that's when I picked up the first batch because it wasn't legal in Michigan until 2019.
In 2019, so, okay, wow.
Yeah, in 2018 Farm Bill, which was actually signed in 2019. So.
Okay.
But it's illegal. It's legal in all 50 states now, which is a good thing.
Nice.
The big pharmaceutical companies were the ones, of course, that didn't want people to know about CBD for either themselves or for their dogs. So that's kind of why it was suppressed since 1936.
Now, one of the things that, you know, just reading into your bio a little bit, I noticed that you use CBD for pets as well as for humans. I didn't know that they're interchangeable, to be honest. I thought it was just either one or the other.
No, CBD is CBD, okay? Right. The only thing that we do with pets are is we keep any of the terpenes out of it. We just make it pure CBD. And let me tell you a little bit about CBD, and your listeners might be interested. If not, they can just unplug us, right?
Right, exactly.
So there's three types of CBD, okay?
Okay.
There's called full spectrum, there's called broad spectrum, and then there's called isolate, okay? Full spectrum there's 113 cannabinoids that make up CBD, okay? So it has all 113. The full spectrum, which we use, has 112. We've taken out one cannabinoid out of there, and that's the THC. That's the product that everybody knows when they talk about marijuana.
Right.
So, and then isolate is dried down into a powder, and it only has one product in it, one cannabinoid, and that happens to be CBD.
Okay.
So there's three different types across there. And that brings us up. I'm going to talk a little bit so people can follow us, is that marijuana and hemp are in the same family of plants. Just like if you had an orange and a lemon, they're both citrus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's both completely different.
That's a great analogy. Well,
that's the way it works with hemp, and it works with marijuana. Marijuana is bred to be very, very high in THC, which gets you high, you know. Mm-hmm,
right.
Okay. And the psychedelic effect. And then CBD is bred to be very high in CBD.
Okay.
In fact, if you're using CBD, if you're growing it, I should say, not using it, but if you're growing it, and if it tests over 0.3% of THC in it, you literally have to destroy your crop. Uh-huh. I know a farmer down in Georgia that his crop went from 0.3 to 0.5 before he could get it out of the field. By the way, the federal government has, they come out six times to test your crop if you're growing hemp because they don't want it considered marijuana. They
really?
Want
it. Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're very tough laws. But it went from 0.3 to 0.5. He had to destroy 100 acres of CBD.
Wow.
When you got $17,000 per acre into the growing of it, you can see what that cost.
Right. What is the biggest expense for, or I would say, what's so expensive about the CBD or the hemp plant? Is it just a seed or just all the pesticides and all that stuff like that? Or what?
Well, most good CBD plants are cloned right now. So, and that's why you get CBD, you get CBN, you get CBNG, and you get all these 112 cannabinoids in them. Mm-hmm. So they are a clone plant. There's no doubt about that. But as far as helping us, it's called the entourage effect. Okay. So we got these 113 cannabinoids, okay, or 112 in our case. Each part, if you took it and used it by itself, would only do a little bit. But when you have all the parts together, it's called the entourage part. So each part is really, the sum is greater than each part, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So it really helps out. So what does it help with animals? You know, what do they, why does CBD help animals? That's the question we should be asking, right? Well, it really helps with inflammation. And it also helps with the, we call it homeostasis. So our bodies, what they do is they want to be in balance all the time. So to give you a good example, if you get overheated, you're looking for shade.
Right.
Okay. If you get thirsty, you're looking for a drink. Well, that's your body trying to get that balance, and that's called homeostasis. Mm-hmm. So CBD has a way to attract with the I always get this, so I can't say it. I have to look at endocannabinoid system, which helps it work and make you in homeostasis. They're called receptors. There's CB1 and CB2. Mm-hmm. And I'm dry. Everybody's going to go crazy listening to this because I'm spurring out all sorts of facts. But here's what it does for you. If you've got a dog in seizures, mm-hmm. I've got my brother-in-law had a dog that had seizures ever since it was 3 years old. It's 8 years old now. We stopped the seizures 2 years ago by giving it CBD.
Right. Wow. Completely. That's crazy.
And it was having 2 to 3 seizures every month. Okay.
Wow.
It stopped. You know, I had a friend of mine that called me up, and they're farmers also. And she said, my dog got kicked by a cow and it can't move its hind leg. I took it to the vet. The vet said, it's probably got a nerve that's damaged and it never will be able to walk on that leg again. We can amputate the leg, but let's wait and see. But that would be my recommendation. So mm-hmm. she called me up and said, do you think CBD would help? I told her, I don't know. But how can it hurt? First of all, it's going to stop the pain, right? Right? We know that for a fact, because that's one of the big things what CBD does for animals and humans both is stop pain, arthritic and so forth. But I said it might take down enough inflammation around his spinal cord that it gets the use of his leg back. Wouldn't you know, 3 days later, that dog is walking and running around just like it was. It was only a 2-year dog. It was a dumb dog. You get kicked by a cow, you got to be a dumb dog.
Right.
Anyway, it was running around like a pup again.
Mm.
So that's what CBD can do for pets, especially dogs. I mean, we talk about some of the things that CBD is really known for in pets is, I said, seizures. Okay. But pain, arthritic pain, that's very big.
Right.
Anxiety, believe it or not. And there's two types of anxiety. There's separation anxiety, and then there's situational. Do you know what I mean by when I say separation?
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, your mm-hmm. dog starts prancing because he knows you're going to go out the door. And guess what you have to do? You got to put the poor dog in doggy jail, right? You got to put him in a crate, or you got to put him in the back room. But I love telling about the friend of mine that I've learned by selling CBD to. She had a beagle pup that she got from from the Humane Society. She brought it home, and they're home with it all weekend long. And they get to go to work on Monday, right? So they put the dog in the pantry. I wish I could show you a picture of this pantry. That dog tore everything up, even jumped high enough to get the curtains off the windows. Oh, wow. The curtains were all down. Every box in there was torn apart, soap all over the place, everything. Jeez. It was, I mean, anything that was not nailed was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps with separation anxiety.
Wow.
You give it and it slows the pet down enough that he doesn't feel that anxious and that stress. And when you don't feel anxious and stressed, it's just like people. When we feel anxious and stressed, what happens to our homeostasis that I talked about? It gets out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, what happens is you have a lot of diseases that come in because your homeostasis is out of whack. Right. So it just is a great thing. Another thing that it's really good for is skin and coat. Mm. So if you got a lot of hot spots or something like that, it's good for that. And aggressive behavior. I have a good friend of mine, Matt Whitson, that is a dog trainer. And I have several dog trainers that are use our CBD, by the way, excuse me, that use our CBD. And he will not train a hyper aggressive dog unless it has CBD. Now he'll take go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was kind of surprised that he wouldn't take any dog that's not, you said that's hype, that's over hyper?
No, that's very aggressive.
Very aggressive, okay.
Hyper aggressive. In other words, there's aggressive dogs and then there's dogs that are really hyper aggressive, mm-hmm. that will tear apart anything, can't get along with people, can't get along with other dogs. You know, they're just really aggressive, even to their owners.
Yeah.
He will not train that type of dog unless they have CBD to calm them down, to take that stress away, that anxiety away, so he can train them.
Wow. That's definitely interesting to know, or that this CBD. Now, what as far as like people go, do you also specialize? Do you know a lot more, or do you know a lot more as far as what it does to pets than it does to humans, or do you also have a good knowledge of what it does to humans as well?
Oh yeah, we have a whole human line that we do along with the pet line. Oh yeah, absolutely, and. The nice thing about pets are, because they have so many more receptors than we do, mm-hmm. everything with them happens a lot quicker. So like humans, if you're in extreme pain, it might take me 7 to 10 days before you start realizing that your pain's going away. Mm-hmm. Where with pets, with a dog, 3 to 4 days, you'll know.
Right.
Because it's that quick. Now, I do a little something different than my competitors do when we talk about tinctures and giving CBD to pets. They always say, start out slow and then increase until you get to the right dosage.
Okay.
I do just the opposite. I say, we want that dog or we want that human to stop in pain now. We're going to start out high, get them over the pain threshold, and then we're going to reduce it.
Okay.
So that, because here's what happens. We're lazy, right? People are lazy.
That's very true.
I mean, you know, all of us are basically, we're going to take the shortcut if we can.
Yeah, yeah.
So sure. If they're working with an animal and they don't see relief pretty within a week or two, guess what they do? They go, that stuff doesn't work.
Right.
I'm not using that anymore. Mm. You know, that by the way, that's one of the biggest questions that I answer all the time. People say to me, oh, I tried that stuff, it doesn't work. And I go, well, where'd you buy it? Well, they bought it off an Amazon or the video store, or they bought it from the convenience store. I go, well, yeah, it didn't work. The only thing you got was isolate. Mm. You didn't get any, the other 112 CBD cannabinoids, you only got one.
Okay.
So yeah, didn't work. And guess what? It was really cheap, wasn't it? Oh yeah, it only cost me $28, $29. Oh yeah, I understand. You want to know why? Because it's isolate and it probably comes from China or Russia.
Mm. Okay.
I give the good example of, I was watching a documentary on CBD and it was about China and growing CBD. And this farmer, and you'll relate to this, farmer goes out there and goes, oh yeah, we quit growing tobacco on this ground, and now we're growing CBD. Hemp is what we're growing. Mm-hmm. And I go, let me see tobacco. They put tons of fertilizer in there,
right?
They have to, pesticides, everything loves tobacco. And when you're rolling tobacco, you can't have a hole in the leaf. It's got to be a full leaf. It can't have holes in it.
Right.
So they spray the heck out of it. And guess what? It gets mildew so bad, or fungus, if you want to call that, or mold.
Right.
It gets so bad, it's unbelievable. So they're spraying fungicides, like it's going on stop, all going into the ground, and the hemp plant's bringing it all back up, and you're putting an isolate and sending it over to us. Right. And the best part, CBD is outlawed in China.
Oh, wow.
It is outlawed in China. So, and I figured out the reason why, because they don't want all their people having all that shit that's in their CBD that they're shipping to us.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that, because I do remember another industry that, not to say anything bad about China, Chinese people, and for me, there was a documentary that I did see about China, that there were the honey industry. So what they would do is, instead of, so they would ship a lot of honey to the U.S. or other countries as well, and you know, because you know, obviously money is a key, money is the ruler to everything. They would want to make more profit. So what they would do is, they would actually, instead of it being 100% honey, it was more like a 50-50 concentration. So what it would be like 50% honey, and then it would be 50% cornstarch or corn syrup, I say. And you know, obviously, if you're the consumer, you want to buy, you know, you want the real thing. You don't want, you know, unless you're going to tell me that it's 50-50 and that's what I want, then I want the 100% honey. So there's a big industry in that as well, where they actually like test. They got, you know, a lot of labs where they actually test how much percentage of the actual honey is actually honey and not other. Now the preservatives or additives, you know, like say cornstarch or corn syrup, I should say, or high fructose corn syrup. It's really, really interesting. So,
well, go ahead. That's like in the CBD industry, okay? It's called certificate analysis. It's the abbreviation of COA.
Okay.
So anybody that's selling online is supposed to have COAs, okay? That's just one of the things. But if it's not third-party tested COAs, anybody can put up anything they want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I'll give you a good example. I was talking to a chiropractor that I was trying to switch over to our CBD. And she said, well, this XYZ company, and they seem like a good company. Oh, okay. Well, I haven't heard of them. I pretty well know the 25 really reputable firms out of the 700-800 that are selling CBD. Let me go online and look at their COA. So I did. So they were selling three products, 250 milligrams of CBD, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A 750 milligram CBD and a 1500 milligram CBD. Here's what the COA said. The 250 had 825 milligrams of CBD in it. The 750 had 825 milligrams of CBD in it. The 1500 had 825 milligrams of CBD in it. All they did was take and change the labels on the bottle.
Right. Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
And right now, you know, CBS and some of the other ones have done, and I haven't seen anything recent. This is probably a year and a half old now.
Mm-hmm.
But the 70% of the product out there that was being sold was not true to what they were stating it was.
Right. And I think that's what kind of, not scares me, but what kind of holds me back a little bit from doing this whole CBD oil, because I'm not a THC or weed smoker. I've just never been my thing. I tried it when I was a lot younger and numerous times, but it was never my thing. So actually, it's kind of a little ironic, because I was actually talking to our safety coordinator at work, and I asked her, I was like, hey, funny question, I was like, what do you know about CBD and how it tests, as far as like, because I do work in a warehouse, and I was like, how does that work, and is that consumable? I know that it doesn't have THC, but some do, some don't. And she's like, well, her ultimate answer was that it depends on who makes it, because there can be traces of the THC. So if they don't properly, the way she put it, I'm not sure, because I'm not, you know, honestly, I'm not an expert, but she said if it's not properly cleaned, or I'm assuming it properly processed, it can have a higher amounts of THC than it would. And then it would actually come up on the test.
Yeah. See, and there's two processes. There's CO2, which is the process that we use in Sol Organic, and there's ethanol. And of course, if you don't want ethanol in your body, so it's a bad way to go.
Right.
So it's just a bad product. That's all there is to it. Mm. So most everybody that's in the business now have gone to CO2, yeah,
okay,
processing. But that's what's nice about broad spectrum. We've taken out every bit of the THC. Why did we do that? Because we had so many people that were getting drug tested, truck drivers, medics, anybody that gets tested.
Right.
So why fool around with that? And it doesn't mean that it's going to test on you. It might not. And the next person coming down that's using full spectrum, it'll test.
Right.
So why take that chance to you buy broad spectrum, still has 112 cannabinoids to it, still has that entourage effect, except it's lost the THC. Mm-hmm. So to answer the question, one is you want to make sure that it's got a COA that says that there's no THC in it. The second thing is you want to work with people that are reputable. And the third thing is that you want to buy broad spectrum. You do not want to buy full spectrum.
Okay. Okay. That's actually a good way to think about it. Because I think the biggest thing for me is, I never tried it, and I've been kind of curious just because I see it so often, different places. But I was just like, what is the most reputable place? Because it's kind of like one of those things is like, do I really want to? And not that I'm against THC or anything like that. It's just legally I cannot have it. I mean, obviously I live in Michigan as well, but as far as work wise. It doesn't matter that it's legal. It's if I drop dirty or if I test dirty, then there goes my job. So, that's the thing that I want to kind of avoid. So, no, that's actually great advice. So,
yeah. Go ahead. If you're having problems sleeping, here's what most people use it for. Okay. They use it for pain. That's number one. Anxiety and stress is number two. Sleep induced is number three. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then us old guys, we do it because it does help with bladder control. So you don't get up 10 times during the night.
Oh, okay.
I used to get maybe an hour and a half sleep before I went on CBD. That would be my sleep cycle. I have to get up and go to the bathroom, pee, get up, go to the bathroom, pee. So when I went on CBD, mm-hmm. I get up once a night. That's it.
That's good.
I've gotten more sleep in the last 3 years than I got in the five previous. Guaranteed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it works really well for bladder control, both men and women.
Okay.
It's we do some skin products that we put CBD in, and I love my our products. I use them myself, and I just think that some of the products that we have are just unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
I'm
prejudiced as hell,
Right. It's a little bit of a bias, but you gotta be proud of what you're working with, So it's definitely. If you can't be proud of your products, then who else can vouch for your products but yourself,
You brought up one of the things that I wanted to bring up is people always ask me, well, why hasn't this been out sooner? Why don't more doctors know about CBD? Why don't more vets know about CBD?
Right.
And the reason is big pharma is really tying their mm-hmm. hand.
Now, I don't mean to cut you off, but before we get into big pharma, because I know that's probably going to be a big topic, let's take a little break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
All right, we are back with Dean. He was about to get into big pharma before I rudely interrupted him, but Dean, go ahead and talk to us about why big, and I totally believe this. I mean, I 100% believe that big pharma has a lot to do with what some of our natural remedies, why they're not out there as much, but go ahead and get into big pharma because you know better than I do.
Well, I was just going to say they're tying because they have so much money and they have so much clout, you know, in our Senate and our Congress, that they tie the associations, the doctors and the vets, so that they can't say anything. So if I walk in and I'm a vet, you know, most of us like our vets. If we do, don't, we shouldn't be going there, you know? So I like my vet. I don't know if you like, your vet or not, but I like my vet. But their hands are literally tied.
Right.
They cannot speak of CBD.
Wow.
Because if they do, it's, they could lose their license.
Jesus.
Oh yeah. So, and that's going to change when they get more studies done. But you got to remember, it was illegal to even study CBD until 2018.
Wow, okay? that's crazy. That's crazy to think about. Because I think I think I watched a little documentary. I mean, it's been a really long time, but if I'm not mistaken, hemp was a big thing back in the 70s, 60s, 70s. For a while, or am I wrong?
No. It was illegal in 1936.
Oh, okay.
They had brought hemp back during the Second World War because that's what all the parachutes were made out of, was hemp oil.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the Second World War was over, it was illegal to grow hemp again.
Man.
Okay, so that's kind of the story. And the reason is because they know it helps with pain. They know it helps with seizure, mm-hmm. They just know it does all of these things, good things, and helps your body straighten around. Well, guess what? I can't sell billions and billions of drugs if I've got a natural remedy that is a tenth of the price.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And not only that, but it's more natural than, you know, your average, you know, pharmaceutical, you know, pill or whatever, you know, which you don't really, nobody really knows what you could read the ingredients, but if you can't even pronounce it, how can you even know what it is? So,
right. Well, our bodies weren't made to process that stuff.
Right. Exactly.
And so it's artificial. They were made to process plants. And I tell everybody, you know, we're not in a health crisis in America. We're in a wellness crisis. Mm-hmm. You know, that all we do is look for, you know, if I've got arthritis, dog's got arthritis, give it a pill. Mm-hmm. Okay. If I've got migraines, give yourself a pill.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Let's not find out what's causing the problem. Mm-hmm. Let's just solve the problem.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the difference between functional medicine and Western medicine.
Right.
Functional medicine, if you ever work and you have the opportunity to work with a functional doctor that really knows his stuff, they're going to look for that cause.
Right.
You know, they're going to look, hey, it's just like, since my wife has Alzheimer's, and this is off the subject of dogs, but since she has Alzheimer's, I mean, I found out a lot about everything starts with a gut. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're overweight, it might start with a gut. If you've got some pain that you don't know where it's coming from, it very well could start from the gut. So I recommend to everybody that they should be taking prebiotics, they should be taking probiotics, they should be taking apple cider vinegar, all those things that help that bacteria in your gut that drives all the rest of your system. And then take a little bit of CBD on top of that, get that going. You'd be surprised. I 5 years ago, before I started on all that stuff, I weighed 52 pounds heavier than I weigh today.
Oh, wow.
I lost all my weight in about 3 months and have kept it off ever since. So, I mean, it just melted away when I started doing the prebiotics, probiotics, doing my vitamin C's, taking my minerals, taking the CBD. It just melted away.
Wow. Can you, you know, I know in your bio, you talk a little bit about your wife having Alzheimer's. What did you notice as far as like the actual CBD itself or whatever, the natural remedies that you guys were using?
Well, what we were trying to do with her Alzheimer's doing all of this was stop the progression.
Right.
Okay. My wife's a few years younger than I am. So she got it when she was 52. She's 58 now.
Oh, wow.
We went to Mayo Clinic and we went to St. Joe's in Ann Arbor. Then to get a second opinion, we went to Mayo. They both said the same thing. They sat down and they said, listen, when it happens to younger people, such as your wife, it's very, very fast progressing.
Wow.
We would expect in 6 years from now, she probably will not be around. She has a brain of an 80-year-old at 52. Mm-hmm. So you have a crossroads in life. You can say, okay, and accept it, because there's no cure for it. There's no medication you can take for Alzheimer's, period, zero. And you sit back and say, oh, am I going to do nothing? Or you can, now with the internet and stuff, you can start hunting and pecking and finding out what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to have a really good friend of mine that's a functional doctor out of Sarasota, Florida, and went to him, told him what it was, and we ruled out heavy metals, we ruled out Lyme disease, we ruled out everything that you could possibly rule out. Found that she had a little bit of mold, so we worked on that, got that out of her system. And has she progressed? Yes. Is she still able to laugh and have fun? Yes. Can she follow directions really well? No, not real well. But she still knows who I am. She knows who her sisters are.
Right.
And, you know, that'll be the next step that'll progress. But she's still healthy. We don't know where she would have been if we wouldn't have done all this. Mm-hmm. You know? But so we have to take the high road and say, you know, I really think this helped. And I really do.
That's good. That's good to hear. Now, the only reason I was asking them, my dad had a stroke about a few years ago, and I just wanted to see. I know they're, I'm not saying that they're the same, but they're, I would say they're, I mean, it's definitely a brain injury. So I just wanted to see how that would probably potentially could help. I know my dad lost a lot of speech. I mean, his speech, he has a hard time speaking. Probably could just say about 9 or 10 words, and after that, he just kind of has a hard time getting out the words and just forgetting and stuff like that. So,
well, see, I always tell everybody, how can it hurt?
Right, exactly.
There's never been one case of anybody dying from CBD. Mm. There's not been one case of anybody ever overdosing on CBD, either pets or human.
Okay.
For your dad, I would say very high dosage. And if you want to talk about it after we get through this, I can give you some ideas of what to do for him to see. The worst thing that can happen, nothing.
Right.
You know, nothing can happen. But if you don't try it, how do you ever know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So my opinion of that, it's sort of like that dog that had the bad leg that the vet said, let's take it off.
Right.
Let's cut it off and get rid of it. And, you know, and if we wouldn't have tried, we wouldn't have known that the inflammation went down that quickly and the dog was able to run around and keep it safe.
Right. So you see, where do you see the CBD industry going? Like where is it at right now? And where do you see it going? How big of a industry do you think it's going to be or is right now?
Oh, well, last year, I think it just topped $1 billion, but they're saying by 2024, it's going to be a $24 billion industry.
Wow.
Okay. So that's what they're predicting. And with good reason. There's a lot of things that are good things that are happening. You got to remember there's 165 studies out there right now, mm-hmm, where they're studying CBD for different ailments across the board. In 10 years from now, if I came on this with the podcast with you, I'd be able to say to you, oh, you have arthritic pain. Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to take 350 milligrams of CBD twice a day. And then what we're going to do is we're going to cut it down to, after 2 months, we're going to cut it down to 200 milligrams. They're going to know exact amount. Same thing with dogs. They've got seizures. Oh, here's what we need to do. It's a big dog. It weighs 80 pounds. We need X amount of CBD because these studies are long-term studies. It's going to be 10, 15 years.
Right.
Like all the studies are out right now, and there's lots of them out there. Your people can go to PubMed. It's P-U-B-M-E-D, PubMed. And they can type in CBD, and look for Crohn's disease. That's one of the big things that CBD is really good for.
Okay.
I think they can look at those studies.
I think our dog has Lyme disease from what the vet said. I know. I mean, he looks somewhat healthy. I know he's a little bit skinnier, but he's very, for the most part, he's very active. And the only thing that really gets him riled up are the killer squirrels. But, you know, other than that, he's such a sweet dog. But, yeah, I think Lyme disease is the only one that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, and I, again, if you want to, I'll tell you now, I give him one full dropper. I give him 3/4 of a dropper twice a day. And you'll see the dropper that we send you. It'll be 0.25, 0.5, 0.751.
Okay.
And so you'll give him 0.75 twice a day, just on his kibble, and you'll see a difference in him.
Nice. So, before we get off, unless you have something else, let's talk a little bit about your website, emilysage.com. What are the top the best sellers, I should say, for what people want, what you have to offer?
Okay, and I'm gonna spell out Sage so everybody knows it's S-A-I-G-E. It's emilysage.com. Okay. Soothe is a topical for pain,
okay,
which if you're a runner or like yourself, you're lifting boxes and you come home and you got that bad back or you got that arm that's hurting or that muscle that's hurting.
Shoulder.
You can put it on and get immediate relief. I can't tell you how many golfers that I have that use it before they go out to golf and then after they get back. Okay. I just love the product. And of course, I can't say enough about our relief for pain, for long-term pain. It just is so good. And then if we're looking at nutrition, our probiotics is probably our biggest seller there.
Okay.
Everybody should have probiotics. They get their gut right, and it really does help. And I'm telling you, you'll take a difference. And then we just added a new product to that called Bliss.
I'm looking at that one right now.
Huh?
See, I'm looking at that one right now.
Bliss changes water so your body absorbs it better. Okay. And I can't tell you, we've sold hundreds of bottles. Okay. And we have never had one return. We have never had one complaint. It because you're hydrated, you feel better. You've got more energy. Hope you don't mind me saying this, but you poop better.
Hey.
I mean, just because you have all that, that hydration that you need.
Right. I mean, everybody poops, so.
Yeah. Well, I know, but some people get excited.
Now, do most of your line of products, they're, most of them are CBD infused or?
No. In fact, most of them are.
Okay.
But all of them are plant-based, okay? And so we don't put any chemicals in them. To give you an idea, if you look at our facial stuff that we have for face,
mm-hmm.
over in Europe and Japan, they've outlawed 1,500 different chemicals that you can put in facial products, okay? Here in the United States, the FDA has stopped 300. That's all.
Wow.
So anything that we put in our facial products, not only plant-based, but we make sure that nothing is on that list from Japan or Europe. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot, that's why we call it conscious beauty. It's just not beauty products. We're conscious about what we're putting in the beauty products.
Right.
And I see, I've never been one for facial scrubs or any of that, but we came out with Radiance, which is absolutely my best favorite product that we've come out with. I love it. I take CBD all the time, don't get me wrong, and it really helps. But as far as the facial products, Radiance, I shave in the shower and I put that stuff on and shave in the shower, and I just love it.
Okay.
And I'm 76, and I'll tell you, I can see a lot of difference in my face. Now, that does have CBD in it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, go ahead. Now, before we get off, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, what would you think there would be the top five questions that you get about hemp and CBD, and maybe some of the myths and facts about CBD?
Okay. Well, first of all, the number one is, will it make my dog high?
Okay. That's a fair question. I mean, that's kind of what I think when giving the dog CBD.
And the answer with us is absolutely not, because all the THC, and even if it did have THC in it, your dog wouldn't get high. It's only got 0.3. We're not testing the dog to see if it's got THC in its body, so it really doesn't care. Mm-hmm. But no, it's an impossibility for your dog to ever get high on CBD. Good CBD, that is. So the next one, and we kind of talked about that, is, can my dog overdose on CBD? The answer is absolutely not. There's only two things that if your dog has too much CBD in its system. One is, it's going to look for a corner to go over and lay down in because it gets tired.
Right.
The other would be, it might have some diarrhea. And the diarrhea is not caused from the CBD. It's caused because of all the oil with the CBD.
Okay.
So those are the two things that can happen.
Especially like a little cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, and we've kind of gone over these. Everybody says, well, what will it help with? And I tell them, everything. No. I tell them, even if it's not on the list, it's worth trying. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the biggest myth is, as far as a myth goes, I only use it when my dog's in trouble.
Right.
Okay. That's bull crap. You should start a dog that's 6 months old on CBD, just like you would give yourself vitamin C or vitamin B or vitamin D, or you give your kid that little Barney, you know, vitamin every day.
Right.
That's what you're doing with your dog. It is the number one best supplement out there for dogs, bar none. Okay. You're going to help it stay in homeostasis. You're going to have the entourage effect that everything's helping each other out, okay? And you might stop it from having that cancer or some other disease. Like, there's a lot of dogs that get, it's with a trachea. A collapsed trachea is what I'm trying to say. They get a collapsed trachea, okay, because of the type of dog it is. So you know, when they get a collapsed trachea, they go,
okay.
You know, and CBD really helps with that, by the way, because it calms them down, doesn't make them as anxious when they can't get their breath. So therefore they don't have it, but it could even help with it. I don't know. I'm not a vet. I'm just saying that if you start the supplement early, you're preventing things down the way. And nobody wants to lose their dog at 6 years old because it had mass cancer cells.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good point, because I feel like a lot of us, including myself, when you don't use any type of supplement or any type of pill until you, or eat correctly until you're feeling really, really bad, right? So you're not hydrated enough, and so you start having some side effects. Well, let me go drink some water because I'm thirsty, or I know I'm dehydrated, right? Mm-hmm. But instead of drinking water on a you know, throughout the day, you kind of tend to not drink water until you actually really need it, or it's not that it's too late, but it's definitely, you know, almost too late.
Right. So those are, you know, the three or four things that most people ask.
So,
and of course, they always ask, what's the dosage?
Right. Do you have anything else to add that we didn't cover that, you know, before we get off?
I think we pretty well covered everything that I wanted to cover, you know. I can leave everybody with, you know, don't wait until your dog has a problem. Start them on CBD as a supplement. You don't have to give them near as much, and it will stop some of that arthritis and stop some of the pain that's ongoing, especially in older dogs. But I personally, if I ever get another dog, I'm at the age now probably where I won't, you know, as you get older, you don't want to get another dog and then have that dog outlive you.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's just not a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if I had a young dog, especially big breeds like Mastiffs and, you know, German Shepherds and Labs and all those big breeds, they get hip dysplasia, they get arthritis, they get all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Like Labs get a lot of fatty tumors, and my dog had probably 20 fatty tumors, and she's down to about 2. So it has helped take some of the fatty tumors away.
Wow. Well, Dean, I thank you again for coming on and spending some time and kind of educating us on this whole CBD oil or CBD you know, industry. It's really, you know, really interesting. Hopefully one of these days I can indulge in some CBD and just even get it to my dog and see what effects he has. And I know he's really active, but he does get a little bit anxious for sure. So
okay, well, we'll send you some.
All right, I appreciate that. So Dean, thank you again so much for joining us today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a good night.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Sober Mind Intoxicated Tongue podcast. Please be sure to take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Sober Mind Intoxicated Tongue.